Let's go to the Psalms. A couple weeks ago, we did praying through the scriptures, and I got a lot of feedback that that was a wonderful thing, that we need to do more, and I've been praying about it myself, and I realized I love going to the Psalms so much. I never did. Chris and always loved the Psalms, and I was like, no, I like Proverbs. And I'll tell you what, the last few years, I've just had a new appreciation for the Psalms. They have ministered to me in so many ways. And I find myself in my prayer life quoting Psalms more than anywhere else in the Bible. And especially since we've been going on Wednesday night. We're up to Psalm 33 now on Wednesday nights. So, we've been in Psalms for a while. Yeah, there are other books.
Joshua or something. I'm like, I read that and Psalms. I just love
They just really minister to you. So I've been praying about this. So it'd be nice to be able to go through and see how can we continue to learn how to pray based on Scripture. How do you pray Scripture? Because I've become convinced over the last couple of years. I was at a conference and one of the conference speakers was talking about God loves to hear his word spoken back to him. If you want to know that you're absolutely in God's will with your prayers, pray scripture to the Lord. And I thought, yeah, that's a cute little saying and thing. But I've thought about it a lot over the last couple of years, and I believe it. I believe that's the truth. I believe that's one of the reasons why we have scripture. Yeah.
But we're sitting there, and I'm like, oh, look, guys, this is one of your verses that, you know, created me a clean heart, you know. And it really hit me, and Kyla said something, and I said, well, yeah, you know, you can pray this to God when you do something bad. And I was like, yeah, I should be doing that too, you know. But
did you guys hear that?
Yeah.
It's hard. I think it would be hard to get in the habit of. I'd really love to do that. But
well, it's a habit I've been trying to form in myself, and it just takes time. You have to rethink what you're doing and be intentional. And one of the ways, when I read the biographies of some of the greatest prayer warriors of the past, they always talked about going to the Lord in prayer with an open Bible. And I never quite got that. I just thought, okay, so they must have had a Bible study and then prayed. But I don't think that's what they meant. I think they meant they literally opened their Bible and would with their Bible guide their prayers. That's what you do? It's something I'm trying to learn to do. Be with Johnny.
Right, it makes our prayer life stronger and more aware of what we're praying for.
Yeah, and we never want to say that, oh, God's not going to hear certain prayers or this and that. But I'll be honest, my prayers can bore the tar out of me sometimes.
You too?
Yeah, you know.
I just stopped praying all. I had to stop praying all together because just praying from the bottom. I'm going to tell you, it works when you pray God's word back to him. I just got tired of, Lord, I'm not praying tonight because I don't even know what to say.
Because I'm just going to tell you the same thing I told you last night. Right. So let's look. I know we don't have time to go through this whole list, but I thought, okay, well, we could break this down and maybe we look at the first 50 Psalms now and then later we'll pick up middle Psalms. And then I only got to Psalm 41, and that's, the Psalms are kind of quartered. If you've ever gone through, you see they're in four different sections. So I thought, well, we'll just cover this first section, Psalm 1 through 41. And while I was going through these Psalms, And they're vividly in my memory because we've been covering them over the last year and a half or whatever on Wednesday nights. While I was going through, I started to kind of categorize different types of prayers that you see in these Psalms. And that's kind of what this list is. You see prayers of just praise the Lord. You see times of speaking of the refuge we can take in the Lord. And by the way, this is not even exhaustive for these first 41 Psalms. Many of these Psalms have 10 or 12 verses that could be in these categories. I just figured, well, we don't have a lot of time. We'll just take a couple of them. So what I would think would be a great thing is take this list and go through on your own and just say, Lord, I just want to praise you. And then start reading through these Psalms and just spontaneously break out in praise based on these Psalms and go through it that way. But we can take refuge in the Lord, look for deliverance from evil, look for the strength that comes from God, desire righteousness to be just the foundation of our life, live in repentance, cry out in our frustration over evil. I can't tell you. I had to cut that one short. There are so many psalms where David or the psalmist is just crying out about the evil that he sees all around him. And so that tells me I should be doing that too. And I tell you what, I don't do that enough. I don't do that enough. It's just the world. Well, why shouldn't I be crying out to God about it? Joy in the Lord, joy in His Word, answer to prayer, and then especially, you see how many verses I have down here for answer when in despair. So let me just tell you this right now. That number 11, and you could go through and add to it. There are whole psalms that we could have put in here, but I just put a couple verses. But if you know someone that's going through a difficult time, maybe you can take some of these verses and share them with them. Okay? Because these verses that we're going to cover are all about being in distress and crying out to God in your distress. So let's go through these. And what I'm going to ask is we're going to read these together. And then I'm just going to ask for one person just to take that particular psalm that we've covered that, and these aren't long prayers, by the way. Offer up a prayer based on this section. Okay? Offer up a prayer for us all based on this section. So, let's start off with praise to the Lord. Psalm 7. Verse 17, somebody read that out for us.
I will give thanks to the Lord because of His righteousness and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High.
Okay, I'll read Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is Your name in all the earth. You have set Your glory above the heavens. From the lips of children and infants You have ordained praise because of Your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider the heavens, the work of Your fingers, the moon and the stars which You have set in place, what is man that You are mindful of him? The son of man that You care for him? You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You made him ruler over the works of Your hands and put everything under his feet, all flocks and herds and the beasts of the fields, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is Your name in all the earth. Somebody read the first two verses of Psalm 9.
I will praise You, O Lord, with all my heart. I will tell You of all Your wonders. I will be glad and rejoice in You. I will sing praise to Your name all the time.
Somebody, Psalm 13, verse 6.
I will sing to the Lord, for He has been good to me.
Psalm 19, the first four verses. Amen. Psalm 29, verse 2.
Ascribe to the Lord the glory of His name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of His holiness.
Psalm 32, verse 11.
Rejoice in the Lord and be glad, you righteous. Sing, all you who are upright in heart.
Psalm 33, first three verses.
Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise Him. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to Him on the 10-string lyre. Sing to Him a new song, play skillfully, and shout for joy.
Psalm 35, verse 28.
My tongue will speak of Your righteousness and of Your praises all day long.
Psalm 36, verses 5 and 6.
Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens, Your faithfulness to the skies. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains, Your justice is like the great deep. O Lord, You preserve both man and beast.
and Psalm 40, verse 5. I'll start us off. I'll take this one. Lord, we give you praise. You are great and mighty. Lord, all of the earth should sing your praise. Lord, your people give you praise. We are your people. We are here together, Lord, and we praise you. We declare your wondrous acts. Lord, give us a mouth that would declare fearlessly your wondrous acts to all the people. Lord, so they would see and join in this great chorus of praise that you deserve. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name above all the earth. Next, how about that the fact that the Lord is our refuge? Is it hot in here to you guys?
Yes.
Can I turn it down one then? The situations he was in when he wrote him. That's awesome. So if anybody, if you're looking for a Bible study, A Heart Like David, is that the name of it? A Heart Like David by Beth Moore. Good. Psalm 3, let's talk about the refuge that we should be taking in the Lord. Psalm 3, verses 3 through 6. Amen. Psalm 9, verses 9 and 10. Amen. Psalm 16, verses 1 and 2. Psalm 17, verse 8. Who do you know that uses that in his prayers all the time? You know King David? No, I mean, who do you know in this church that uses that? Coach Eric, you never heard him pray, Lord, keep us in the shadow of your mighty wing? No, not the apple of the eye, but the second part of that. Lord, keep us in the shadow of your mighty wing. Every time he says that, I think of this psalm. Chapter 18, verse 2. Psalm 18, verse 2.
The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock. For my refuge, he is my shield, and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold.
Louis, you want to do Psalm 27 for us? Psalm 27, verses 1 and 2. Yeah, actually do verses 1 through 3. Amen. Psalm 31, someone, verse 1 and 2.
In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me. Come quickly to my rescue. Be my rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me.
Amen. Psalm 33, verse 20.
Wait and hope for the Lord. He is thy help.
Who would like to offer up our prayer as God as our refuge and shield? Okay, Shay. Amen. Amen. Deliverance from evil. I feel like we're rewinding every time we go back. Deliverance from evil. Psalm 7, verses 6 and 10. And verse 10. Now I have to be honest with you. I've never in the past connected with these verses like I have recently, because it's been a long time since I had a personal enemy, someone who just decided that I was their enemy and there's nothing that I could do about it. And when I found out back in the fall that I had someone at William Carey who was trying to fire me behind my back without my even knowing it, these verses now have taken on a whole new meaning to me, that God is my shield and my deliverer and taking care of the evil that's coming against me. And I have a profoundly new appreciation for these verses now. Just because you don't feel like you have an enemy doesn't mean someone doesn't feel like you are their enemy. Deliverance from evil. Okay, Psalm 17, verses 13 and 14. Isn't that interesting? From men of this world whose reward is in this life. That's a powerful statement if you think about it. If someone's only reward is in this life, they know nothing about the reward to come later. Are they going to hold anything back when they attack you for what you have that's in their way? Mm-mm. Protect me, Lord, from those whose reward is only in this life. Psalm 18, verse 3. Psalm 27, verse, 14.
Wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart. Wait for the Lord.
Wait for the Lord. Psalm 35, we're going to not read all 28 verses today. We're going to go ahead and go to Psalm 37, verses 39 and 40. It's like Bible drill. Delivers them and from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in him. Someone offer up a prayer of thanks or prayer of whatever prayer that you can find. Paul? Okay. Amen. Amen. Let's, For the sake of time, maybe we can come back later. Let's go to 5, a desire for righteousness. A desire for righteousness. Starting in Psalm 1, the first 3 verses.
Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers.
Amen. I love the beginning of the psalm, starting off just like that. That's one of the ones you have memorized? That's a way to do it. Psalm 11, verse 7, someone. Psalm 15, the first 5 verses. The truth even when it hurts. That one always gets me. Tells the truth even to his own hurt. Psalm 17, verse 3. Have you ever prayed that one? I'm resolved that my mouth will not sin. There's another one later, put a guard over my mouth, Lord. I'll never forget hearing a missionary tell me that they had to pray that when they were in a meeting because they just wanted to jump in and get themselves in all sorts of trouble, and they kept praying, Lord, I've resolved that my mouth will not sin, put a guard over my mouth, over and over and over, and the Lord kept their mouth shut. Where are we? Psalm 19, verses 12 through 14. I don't know how many times I've recited that to the Lord. Over and over. Probably in Bible drill when you were a kid. Yeah, that's right. Psalm 25, verses 7 and 8.
Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me. For you are good, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he instructs sinners in his ways.
Praise God, he'll instruct us in his ways and not remember our sin. Chapter 39, verse 1. Oh, here's the other one, yeah. That's a good one, huh? That's right. Put a muzzle over my mouth. I could use a muzzle. Or like Spider-Man with his little stuff to get my mouth to shut. 41, verse 12. Who wants to offer this prayer up? Okay, Claudia?
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Let's go to joy in the Lord, number 8. Rewind back to Psalm 4. Joy in the Lord. Psalm 4, verses 4 through 7. Joy and safety in the Lord. Psalm 5, verse 11. I love the joy that we find in the Lord, and we're reminded by these psalms. Psalm 16, verses 5 and 6. And then verse 11.
Just verse 11?
Yeah, just 11.
Made known to you the path of life. You will find you with joy in your presence with eternal pleasure at your right hand.
That verse is, that was the first thing I ever memorized from the Bible. I'm not exactly sure why the Lord use it in such a powerful way, but it's actually in our Kristen cross-stitched a big thing about our wedding. You know, you can put your wedding date and everything. And the verse is verse 5 and 6 that she put in the cross-stitch. And so I guess it was during that time I decided to memorize it, or maybe it's because that I memorized it. But this has been my my favorite scripture ever since. And then lately the Lord's been bringing it back. You will fill me with joy in your presence, eternal pleasures at your right hand. I've just been so excited. What a great promise that is. Maybe it's because, you know, I preached on heaven recently and everything, but I've just been thinking about that. Eternal pleasures at your right hand, Lord. I get filled with joy in your presence and eternal pleasures at your right hand. What a great, great promise of scripture. Chapter 17, verse 15. I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness. What great joy we have in him. Chapter 21, Psalm 21, verse 6. Made him glad with the joy of your presence. Psalm 23, verses 1 and 2. And then verse 6. Amen. Goodness and love, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 27, verse 4.
One thing I ask for, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, and seek him.
And then Psalm 30, verse 11. Somebody lead us in prayer about the joy that God gives. One last one. You want to do answer to prayer or sum of answer when in despair? Answer to prayer? Okay. Start off at Psalm 4, verse 1. Psalm 21, verse 2. Psalm 21, verse 2. Did you ever think about that? These verses, when I come across these, they encourage me in prayer so much. I can't even believe how encouraged I get.
You know what's so great? That even when we don't voice those prayers and the desires of our heart, the Lord gives it to us.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not that you have to. That's why you need to meditate a lot of times. And one of the things I've learned is I had learned it to be able to just. Sometimes he says, "Well, you know what? The scripture says, be still, know that I am God." So sometimes you need to just shut up and just let him talk to you.
And when we will shut up and just let him talk to us, we find the desire of our heart is fulfilled in Him. And it's so much more than we just come to Him and tell Him our prayer needs. What's the real desire of our heart is not just that these prayers be answered, but that His presence would be in these prayers, how He answers them. What a wonderful thing that is. Absolutely. Yeah, we just need to go sometimes and just stop praying and just let Him speak to us and let Him put that desire in our hearts. Psalm 25, verse 14. He confides in those who fear Him. I don't know. Has anyone ever thought that you were so great they confided in you about something? And yet God will. God will speak to you in confidence. He confides in those. That just blows my mind. That's right. That's right. Stunned and amazed by Him. Recognizing His incredible power, but knowing that He's called us to come before Him. Psalm 28, verse 6.
Praise be to the Lord, for He has heard my cry.
Amen. He heard my cry. He didn't turn me away. He heard my cry. Psalm 30, verse 2.
The Lord my God, I called to you for help.
I called to you for help and you healed me. Psalm 34, verse 6 and 15 and 17.
This poor man called and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all of his troubles.
15 and 17. Amen. Psalm 37, verse 4.
Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the heart.
Amen. 38, verse 15. And 40, verse 1. Let me do this one and close this in prayer. Lord, I just lift you up. I am so amazed that I can come before you and you will hear my cry. I'm so amazed at all the times that you've answered me. I cried out to you and you healed me, Lord. It stuns me that you will confide in me, Lord, that I can come to you and get an answer, Lord, when I don't know the answer. I'm amazed that you would take notice of me. Who is man that you are mindful of him, Lord? The Son of Man, that you take note of him. But you do. You take note of me. You hear my cry. You hear our cry, Lord, and you give us the desire of our heart. Lord, Avondale is the desire of our heart. This church, our desire is to see this place transformed to your likeness. Lord, I pray for each and every one here, our family members, our friends, our neighbors. We pray for their salvation. Lord, give us the desire of our hearts. Lord, send revival. Send your Holy Spirit to change us and transform us so that all of Avondale will want to see more of you and be saved. That's the desire of our heart. Your presence, so obvious throughout these streets, lost coming to salvation, and your name being praised. Lord, we love you and know you hear our prayer. And so we thank you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.